News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Let's turn to the really sad breaking news this morning, Paul. The legendary, and he is legendary, sports commentator, broadcaster, journalist, Jimmy McGee has passed away at the age of 82.
Wonderful human being. I had the great honour and pleasure of knowing Jimmy for many years in the Sunday World. Even though I wasn't in sport, in fact, he had a great sense of fun and devilment about him. And apart from that wonderful memory, remember the memory man, and he would get stuck into the middle of us and he would slag and joke and swap the crack better than anybody a fraction of his age. He was also a very generous, decent man. There was no airs or graces to Jimmy McGee. He knew so much and he carried it so easily.
Yeah.
And he's been around forever.
The greatest commentator we've ever produced, definitely, in this country. Originally from the Coolie Peninsula, I know he was very proud of his Louth roots. I didn't know him. I never met him, but I suppose like everybody out there, I knew him through his commentary, and his commentary was fantastic. Let's have a listen. This is him back in 1986. Diego Maradona has just scored the Hand of God goal, and then he picks up the ball on the halfway line against England, and just have a listen to Jimmy's commentary.
Enrique to Maradona. A different class. Different class. Maradona, Diego Armando Maradona, is on the World Cup pedestal.
You know, he maintained that level of energy all through his life.
But what was brilliant about that commentary, and maybe you need to see the goal as well to realise, is some commentators, and you particularly get it nowadays, some of the Match of the Day commentators are terrible for over talking, just talking too much. Jimmy let the pictures tell the story, so he didn't need to say anything else. Maradona beat four players to score that goal, and each time he beat a player, Jimmy would just say different class, and then he'd repeat different class, because nothing more needed to be said. He was the other piece of commentary we'll try and dig it up in the next few minutes that springs to mind is John Tracy winning the silver medal in Los Angeles in 1984. He's coming into the stadium, and again most commentators would just talk about John Tracy and what an achievement it was and so on. Off the top of his head, and it could only have been off the top of his head because Jimmy McGee had no way of knowing he was going to finish in second place, Jimmy listed off every silver medal that Ireland had won over the years. So he starts, as Tracy's coming towards the line, he mentions Fred Teat, he mentions, I think, Wilkinson, the sailor in set from 76, and he starts listing them all off. Extraordinary. As you say, the memory man. He had all that.
He used to come into the Sunday World on a Tuesday, and the guys in the sports department, I remember John Brennan and a few of the lads would sit around with him, and their main goal in life was to have a little quiz. And the late Peter O'Neill was another one, and to sit around and have a sports quiz in the sincere hope that one day they would actually pose a question to Jimmy McGee that Jimmy didn't know the answer. And guess what? They never got him.
John Giles, he was the voice of sport in Ireland over probably half a century.
Jimmy was. I met him years and years ago, and he came over to Leeds a few times actually when I was playing at Leeds. But Jimmy was interested in all sports and had a great love for it.
Yep.
And that was, he was always good company.
Yeah, he was. He had a love for all sports. He did love football as well, though. And I suppose football is what I associate him with most of all. And his commentary of particularly the games, the era when you were manager.
Yeah, well, I said he came over. He was big friends with Tim O'Connor, the late Tim O'Connor, who was head of, eventually had a TV sport, and they used to travel a fair bit for the matches. And I was with Jimmy one time. I was injured for a match. I think it was a Cup and a Scuff final, and did a bit with him. It was actually a semi-final of the European Cup in Barcelona. I was injured, and I did a piece with Jimmy for the first time. He was doing the commentary. But Jimmy knew all the facts, as we know, all the facts and figures, and had a great interest in it, a genuine interest in football.
John, you probably wouldn't have heard it. You probably weren't on the line when we played it, but the clip that always jumps out at me, and I think it shows his brilliance as a commentator. The second goal Maradona scored against England in the 86 World Cup, the one where he beat Terry Butcher and Fenwick and all these players. And what I loved about it was just the economy of words. He just said different class. Different class, different class. And that was different class in itself. He knew when to speak and when not to speak.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Maradona goal is something that everybody remembers of a certain age. And Jimmy covered it brilliantly. I think it was because he had a genuine interest in it. I know I've said that a couple of times. But Jimmy actually loved the game. And if you love the game, then you're going to take a real interest in it. And That came across in Jimmy's commentary.
Okay, just finally, I mean, I presume as work colleagues, you probably would have socialised him a lot over the years. Paul was just saying here what a gentleman he was.
Yeah, well, he had a good sense of humour, Jim, and he wasn't a bad singer.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy was. Jimmy knew that he was good. More than hold his own in a good sing song.
Okay. Well, listen, John, we really appreciate you taking the call from us at such short notice. Jimmy McGee, if you're just joining us, has passed away at the age of 82. Ní bheidh a leithead a rís ann. Loads and loads of your texts coming in about the sad passing of our legendary commentator, Jimmy McGee. Sorry to hear about legend Jimmy McGee. One of the world's best. May he rest in peace, says Mick. Jimmy McGee, RIP. Don't forget all the money for charities raised with the Jimmy McGee All-Stars. Fair point. Jimmy McGee, a great loud Gael. May he rest in peace from all at St. Mary's GFC, Gaelic Football Club in RD. Jimmy McGee, of course, a proud Cooley man. I presume a supporter of the Cooley Kickhams, although I hope I'm not alienating the other clubs. You might let us know. 53106, I think Cooley Kickhams, I presume it was. Another listener says, Jimmy McGee commentating on Barry McGuigan's fight at Loftus Road back in the mid-1980s. He really, really loved his boxing, no doubt about that. And we're joined by somebody who understands that better than anyone, Kenneth Egan, the Olympic silver medalist and Fine Gael councillor. Kenneth, he did love his boxing.
Jimmy, it was a thump to the chest this morning when I heard it over the phone. Heartbreaking stuff, because he was liked by the whole country. Such a wonderful man, and never ever in a bad mood or ever angry or anything. And his boxing knowledge was second to none. He knew everything about everyone. He knew what score a certain boxer had won the junior championships in the 1980s. The man was just a genius, and I had the pleasure to have him commentate on my Olympic final out in Beijing, and it was amazing just to hear that, it's just a very, very sad time. And I know, look, 82 years of age, it's a wonderful age to pass away at, but look, he will be missed. Such a wonderful man.
He had that, I suppose it's a wonderful combination. He had the passion and love of sport that a fan has, but he also had that professionalism and that extraordinary knowledge that all good sports journalists should have.
Oh, definitely. And that was the beauty of it. Like, you have to marry the two together, and you're able to have fun as well in commentary, And like I said, with knowledge as well that he had, you could pick out dates and you could pick out bits and pieces while he was giving the commentary. And it was humorous as well. It was great humour in Jimmy McGee, and I think that would be missed, He was always full of the crack and very witty. Even for his age, he was very witty, it was just a pleasure to listen to.
Would you have known him well over the years? Would you have met him a lot of times over the years?
I met him a fair few times already in certain circles and sporting events, and obviously at Olympic qualifiers and Olympic games and stuff. So he was always there and thereabouts, But it was fantastic to be around. Sorry, that's the baby whinging in the background.
That's all right. That's quite all right.
It was fantastic to be around, it was just a pleasure to be around. And like I said, I've known him since probably the early senior years back in 2001. So, I've known him a long time, and it's just heartbreaking.
Okay, well, look, we really appreciate you. It is heartbreaking. I know what you mean about getting that punch in the chest. I felt it myself this morning because he was such a part of our lives, Kenneth. For the last, I'm a bit older than you, but for the last 40 years for me, he was a part of my life.
Yeah, 40 years. That just shows, you know, he's been around forever, and he will be missed because there was only one Jimmy McGee, and everyone knew him in the country.
Yeah.
How he spoke and how he the passion he had for every sport. It wasn't just boxing, it was Gaelic, it was soccer, it was everything. He was really a Spartan man, through and through.
Okay, well, listen, a nice tribute to him there, Kenneth Egan, Olympic silver medalist and Fine Gael councillor. You summed it up. There was only one Jimmy McGee. Lots of texts coming through on this. Met Jimmy on a flight to an FA Cup semi-final in the 80s involving Arsenal. As an Arsenal fanatic, I tried to catch him out with questions about my team going back to the 1930s. He answered correctly all questions and gladly signed autographs from most of the plane. That's from Will. Another listener says, Laura actually says, met Jimmy McGee at a book launch when I was about 10. Told him my name was Laura, and he wrote me the lyrics of the song Laura on the back of an envelope. Never forgot what a lovely, warm person he was. Oh, that's a lovely story. Really, really nice story. Keep your texts coming through on Jimmy McGee and your reflections, your memories of him. Coming up, we'll hear from two Mayo supporters who went to extraordinary lengths to make it into Croke Park on match day. A game I'm sure Jimmy McGee would have thoroughly enjoyed. Listen, loads and loads of texts and tweets coming through in relation to the passing of Jimmy McGee. Shay Given has tweeted, sad to hear that Jimmy McGee has passed away, one of the best commentators of Irish sport ever. RIP Jimmy. Our own team on Off the Ball, a true hero, we're saddened to hear of Jimmy McGee's passing. Different class, which of course is a reference to that just fantastic bit of commentary we played, Diego Maradona's second goal against England, where he just said different class on about three or four occasions. Des Cahill, of course, Jimmy's colleague in RTE, RIP Jimmy McGee, our song was Seven Spanish Angels, the best travel companion ever, a pure rogue for the crack, which is what you were saying, Paul, as well, from your knowledge of him in your days at the Sunday World. He was a columnist there for a long period of time as well.
He arrived in every Tuesday. And he had something to say to everybody.
Yeah,
it was normally a joke.
Nice text from a listener here. Jimmy used to mentor our soccer team, Stillorgan Celtic under 15th. He'd come down to our matches whenever he could. The team talks were epic. He'd go around the lads one by one, comparing us all to legends of the game when we needed a lift. Told me I was a young Beckenbauer. I was far, far from it. But the Jimmy McGee thought I was. Lovely man. The look from other teams when they saw Jimmy on our sideline. Nice story there. He began his career, Paul, as a reporter for the RTE radio programme Junior Sports magazine, presented by Harry Tullier. It was broadcast on Sunday, covered all sorts of sports. He actually worked as a full-time clerical post in British Rail while he was broadcasting at the start. Then he left, joined RTE, worked on every Olympic Games from 1972 until 2012. He covered his first World Cup for radio in 1966, which of course was won by the host nation, England. McGee also commentated on Katie Taylor's historic gold medal victory at the London 2012 Olympic Games for RTE. And actually at that Olympics, Paul, the International Olympic Committee acknowledged his outstanding contribution to sport and presented him with a replica of the Olympic torch. Pat Kenny, I'm sure he was a man you knew well from your time at RTE.
I knew Jimmy very well. We didn't share any kind of subject matter that we broadcasted together on, so it wasn't that kind of relationship, but more a cup of coffee in the canteen, and you'd sit down with Jimmy and you'd have a chat, and he was such a gentleman. You can put the two words together, gentleman, or you can separate them, and it's equally true. He was a gentleman. Bit of sadness in his life. Obviously, he had his own health challenges over the years. I remember him talking about when he realised that his heart was seriously in jeopardy. He was going to do a commentary, as many of the lads on Off the Ball would do, and had to climb up to an elevated spot on a gantry, and found it very difficult to get to the commentary position. When he got there, he was in, you know, very dire straits. And I think his co-commentator said to him, "You better go to a doctor," and that led to a bypass and an extension of a career, and so on. Sadness in his life too. He was widowed, and then his son Paul died from motor neuron disease.
His son, who was a fantastic footballer and played in England as well. A really good footballer.
Absolutely. But Jimmy himself, of course, one of the great things he did was his All-Stars, the Jimmy McGee All-Stars, which was
raised a lot of money.
A charity thing. Brian Darcy involved in that
too. Pat Scalan.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's a legend. He was the memory man. I mean, Jimmy was...
We had a text from a listener saying he met him in the 1980s. He was an Arsenal fan. He was over in a match. And he said he peppered him with questions about Arsenal, come back to the 1930s, trying to catch him out.
Couldn't catch him out.
I got a text from one of the lads in the Sunday World just a short while ago to say that his main concern yesterday when he was in hospital was his quiz. Putting together his quiz. Like he was a pro right up to the last moment.
But I mean, the memory thing, there are some memory men who are chancellors, you know, they check it out.
Well,
it
was no
all in Jimmy's brain. Yeah. All of it there.
They used to have a quiz every Tuesday morning in the Sunday World when you come in. And they spent the whole week trying to find something that they could catch him on. They could never catch him.
Yeah,
and these were serious dudes now that were putting the questions to him.
Yeah, but there was so much more to him. I mean, he was into to country music and music in general. He was in so many ways a Renaissance man. The cap he wore most of the time was sport, and his favourite sports included, well, everything. But boxing was one of his passions, as well as soccer and GAA.
So. And the Olympics.
But we simply won't see his like again.
And I suppose it's the most appropriate thing to play out this morning's show with a few highlights from Jimmy McGee's career. Myself and Shane will be back tomorrow morning.
R.E.S.D. Garou a Anam.
Enrique to Maradona. Our different class. Different class. Maradona. Diego Mando Maradona is on the World Cup pedestal. This is
my win. As McGregor goes for the big finish. Catches him with the right hand. It's all over. And surely Barry McGuigan must be the champion of the world. Scilacci has scored again. John Tracy is 100 metres to go. In the past, Ireland have won bronze medals. John Caldwell, Freddie Gilroy, Sox Byrne, Jim McCourty, Russell. They've won gold. Pat O'Callaghan twice. Bob Tizzle, Ron Delaney. The one silver for John McNally. Fred T. Wilkinson. And for the 13th time, an Irish medal goes to John Tracy. The crowd stand for the Irishman from Villierstown and Waterford. The little man with a great heart from County Waterford has done it.
News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.